Deep cleaning and painting to brighten up the garage, along with color coding to identify the levels, has been underway for several weeks. Closures will be occurring on and off on different levels over the next couple of months while the city completes preparations for the new parking program. Kenzie Colson from the Park City Transportation Department says it's a complex project.
But it's going very well. We have painting, electrical, concrete repair, waterproof membrane repair. It's a lot that's all coming together at once. And the rolling closures will continue through the next couple of months. But the most invasive work is estimated to be complete by the end of September. Mm-hmm. Painting and the taping and all the prep work is invasive, and we've been really careful to try to minimize the closures.
Pads and gates will be installed soon. When the project is launched, gates will be down all the time and tickets dispensed even during times when parking is free. Colson says they've anticipated high traffic times and have plans in place to eliminate some of the Sweet Alley congestion.
A large component of this project is arranging the flow of the garage in a way that will better utilize some of our spots on the south side, and it considers the queuing that we face on Sweet Alley. And so the two most northern lanes on Sweet Alley will become exit only, and the far south end of Sweet Alley will become all entrance only. And this will create a flow where we can utilize not only that south side of the garage, but also the S3 entrance, which would be the one closest to the back of Egyptian. That one has a longer lane, and so our goal is to get cars off of Sweet Alley and eliminate some of the congestion we see.
Paid parking will begin December 15th from 5 p.m. to midnight daily, but the first hour is always free, and after that they'll charge $3 an hour. A parking consultant will help the city monitor and evaluate the demand so that pricing is adjusted accordingly. The city plans to sell a business pass similar to what's been done in the past. They're also providing incentives for carpooling.
It's a transferable business pass where it can be passed among employees of a business to ensure that they have access and can use it for their manager on duty or the person who needs to come and go. We're also really focused on a carpooling permit, so businesses and Main Street employees who find a buddy, all they need is one other person to establish a carpool with, and they will receive free parking in China Bridge. And what's even better is that the technology will allow ease of access through the gates. The gates will essentially open with this type of pass upon their approach.
Colson says color coding will be used on each level of the garage, and auto counting signs will be displayed as part of the wayfinding systems.
And so as you approach a junction point or decision point within the garage, you may see a sign that says 5 spots to the left and 47 spots straight ahead. We will in the future see some additional spot count signs out on Sweet Alley. We're working on a monument signage plan. And then some of the overall counts for the garage will be available via mobile app as well. And we really think that will be helpful for residents and guests who are trying to make decisions.
With more real-time information being pushed out to the users, Colson hopes guests and locals will be more inclined to use public transportation. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.